This is Dr. Bill Meehan, President of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of the Department of Biology. He's here to talk about this area's forestry and ecology. Dr. Carter is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, why is the tree beside my house dying?
Construction often causes unseen damage to existing trees. Digging holes or trenches can destroy roots, while heavy equipment can compact the soil around the trees. This compacted soil slows the movement of water and oxygen into the soil. Roots may then begin to die. To prevent damage to existing trees, avoid digging or using heavy equipment close to the tree. A good rule of thumb is to remain twice the distance from the edge of the crown to the trunk. For more information on this, contact your county extension agent.
Dr. Carter, what is significant about many of the mountain ridges in North Alabama?
Many of the ridges support mountain longleaf pine forests. They are part of a larger ecosystem that stretches from Virginia to Texas. And the longleaf pine forests are primarily located in the coastal plain, which is south of the Black Belt, and they once covered nearly 24 million acres, but they've been reduced down to 3 million acres. And the dry, rocky ridges of North Alabama and North Georgia support the rare mountain longleaf pine forest. And in this forest, you also find rare endangered birds, such as the red-cockaded woodpecker and Bachman's sparrow. Portions of Fort McClellan have recently been designated the Mountain Longleaf National Wildlife Refuge to protect these forests. And these mountain longleaf forests can also be found on the Talladega National Forest and at state parks in North Alabama.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.